All right, are we comfy? Are we cozy? I hope you have your bevy.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Welcome to the Because I Love You podcast, where I tell you everything a best friend should because I love you. I'm so excited. You guys are digging this format. I'm definitely enjoying this format. It feels so much more real and personal and just a lot more chill. This is a good vibe for us. I love it. And thank you so much for your feedback on the last video. I tried to read through and respond to as many comments as possible. I don't know. It was just such a fun conversation. And similar to that episode, I'm going to do more podcasts where I'm not really planning it out as much so that we can really have more human conversations instead of so much structure. I think we're close enough for that now. But anyways, I wanted to get into some kind of hot topics, particularly with TikTok. I know you guys have probably seen the news. It's kind of serious, okay? TikTok is not looking like it's going to be around. And I wanted to talk with you guys about it. Obviously, this affects me. It affects a lot of you. It affects a lot of small businesses. I think it's definitely worth getting your take on it for sure. Before I dive into my thought process with the potential TikTok ban, do me a solid and tell me what your thoughts on TikTok are right now. I just want to do a pulse check with you guys. Do you like the app? Do you not really use the app? Do you care if TikTok gets banned? Does this affect you personally? Does it not? I really want to know, just within those of you who tune in, where you guys are sitting with this conversation. I've been here before, okay? When was it, like 2020, when Trump threatened to take TikTok away? I was in the same position. And when it happened then, I'm not gonna lie, I was freaking the fuck out because TikTok was my biggest platform and I had just started making money on TikTok. I didn't have a presence on YouTube. I had a little bit of a following on Instagram. So to be fair, that scared me because I was like, well, I'm gonna have to go back to I don't know what. I have said it through and through now. There is no way on God's green earth that I will march my ass back into corporate America. There are literally 1 trillion things I will do before I go to corporate America. Okay, yes, I would sell feet pics. Do I think I have the most gorgeous dogs in the world? No, I don't. But I keep them cute. And I'll take requests. I literally told my parents, I was like, if it came down to it, I would do some pretty outlandish things just so I wouldn't have to go to corporate America. I don't care what you think about that. It's just once you're self-employed and once you create the structure in your own life, it's hard. Okay. If you would have told me I was going to be an entrepreneur when I was in high school, even college, I would have laughed at you because the idea of me controlling my life to that degree is horrifying. And I'm going to be honest with you, being an entrepreneur has been a struggle for me, especially now that I know I have ADHD. I understand why it was so hard for me. But prior to that, I felt like every day I was fighting myself. So the diagnosis came through and made a lot of sense. And my God, I'm thankful for it because now I have been able to show up in the way that I've always wanted to because I got this stupid diagnosis and I was able to get the support that I need, but I wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah, I would sell my feet pics. Listen, I know some girls that are making bank on OnlyFans and you can do a lot of things. You could do a lot of things. I have some pretty creative ideas, but I don't want to share them because I might have to use them, but they're faceless ideas. Okay, this is not the conversation I thought we would be having. But this is why not planning the topics is way more fun. But no, truthfully, I'm joking because humor makes me feel safe. But I'm not joking. And I'm not trying to disregard how serious this is. I actually want to talk about how many people make their income from TikTok, which this is probably my biggest concern as a whole, because one, we know that there's a lot of money on TikTok, not just with ads and everything, but there's a lot of money with like TikTok Shop. A lot of businesses have been able to drive sales through their own personal accounts. You know, a lot of people depend on TikTok, and I really wonder what's going to happen. Should it just be taken away? We have 6 months to kind of think about how that's going to look, give or take some time, because it hasn't been officially signed off on. But I would not waste your time with those 6 months. That would be my recommendation, I would probably say. I'm going to give you more of my recommendation, but yeah, I wanted to just get into this conversation around TikTok because it is a little concerning and it's alarming, and we've built so much here. It's only been 4 years, but so many of us have used this app to create a career and a lot of other things, community. This girl on TikTok was saying how it's crazy because if the app does go away, essentially overnight, there are so many people who will no longer exist in your reality. And that just like cut me so deep because one, I have a lot of like mutual TikTok creator friends who I don't talk to outside of the internet that don't even live near me. That makes me really sad. I like seeing them on my For You page and, you know, I like to keep up with them. So to be like, they would just go away. That makes me really sad, but also from the lens of like followers and people who follow me, like it just goes away. That's sad to me. So, you know, if you do like people that you follow right now on TikTok, definitely go ahead and follow them on other platforms now. I have started the process of trying to get my own community to venture on over to something else that I have, whether that be Instagram or my podcast, which you will see a lot more of my podcast on my social platforms for that reason exactly. I'm kind of going to go hammer time. It's honestly just ironic the timing in my situation because I was going to do this regardless. Now that this whole TikTok thing is happening, I feel like it's even more of a sign that this is the right thing for me to do. I really want my podcast to kind of be the main course in what I do online for several reasons. One being that it's not algorithm driven. And every day that I wake up, I don't have to worry, is this going to perform? I feel like with podcasts, you have more of a community that just looks for you. At least when it comes to podcasts on my end, I go looking for the podcast that I like. So it's not like I need an algorithm to put it in front of me. They will suggest episodes to me through Spotify, but for the most part, it's like you keep up with your favorite podcast. Maybe I could be wrong, but the podcast community is like not nearly as saturated as everything else, even though there's a lot of podcasters. It's not like TikTok, where if I asked you, what's the last 5 TikToks you saw, you probably wouldn't be able to give me the names of the people you saw in the last 5 TikToks. But if I asked you, what's the last podcast you listened to, you probably could tell me the exact show and the exact name, right? So in terms of like weighted currency, in my opinion, I feel like my efforts would go further if I put my energy and time into my podcast and YouTube. I've told you guys from the jump, YouTube has been such a rewarding platform for me. And I credit that all to you guys who are listening. But I feel like this is so corny to say, but as a creator, I feel like you guys give a shit about me. And I feel like you know more about me. And it's true that you probably know me the best out of every platform. You guys are listening to minutes of me talking versus where on Reels or Instagram or TikTok, they're only getting maybe up to a minute and a half of me, if that's like, that's being on the generous side. But you know, they're just not getting as much of me, slash there's also other people that I'm kind of mixed in with on that platform. So it's just, TikTok is a lot of energy. I don't want to sound ungrateful for TikTok, but what I am saying is that it is a lot of work to make a lasting impression on TikTok. You have to put in a lot more time and consistency, whereas in my opinion, the reward is just like not that good, but it's lucrative as a creator. So it, like, obviously I still post TikToks right now. I'm trying to post like 3 a day, and that literally takes me half the day. And that's not considering editing, admin, other things that I need to do creator wise. That's just me trying to be consistent on TikTok. Here's where I will say there are parts of me that maybe secretly think it could be a blessing if TikTok went away. Now, I'm just talking from the lens of me. I'm going to be selfish for a moment. I'm not talking about the holistic picture. We're going to get to the reasons why I wanted to stay, but I also want to talk about the reasons why I'm kind of indifferent. And I didn't say I want it to go away. I said indifferent. Don't put words in my mouth. Okay. I think this is like slightly embarrassing to say, but I have an addiction to TikTok, okay? I also just have an addictive personality. Another really cute, charming side effect of ADHD is like we love to fixate. I love like a nightly ADHD TikTok scroll where I'm like, what topic do I want to go into today? Hippopotamus was a couple nights ago. Hippopotamus swimming underwater. So fucking adorable, by the way. Yes, I did go through a lot of those videos before I went to bed. another night, it was different labor positions that are not on your back. Okay. But my point is, I don't know how to turn that app off. Okay. And I feel like I have to keep the app because it is part of my job. So I have a different perspective when it comes to TikTok. Yes, I get on it for enjoyment, but I also am like always kind of looking at TikTok through the lens of a business standpoint, like a marketing standpoint. So part of me is just like really always thinking about work when it comes to that app. But at the same time, sometimes I just want to like let my brain have a breather and just rot. I saw this one person say that they hope TikTok gets banned because they don't think they have the strength to delete it. I really can't argue with that because I feel the same deep down. I feel like I have this nasty little addiction and I'm 30. Why am I addicted to TikTok like that? I don't know. My 16-year-old sister has deleted TikTok, but she's really disciplined for her age. I have to say, like, she's low key about how disciplined she is, but she's very disciplined. So she just like, I haven't been on TikTok. Like, I'm like, girl, you're ahead of the curve. Congratulations. But in my case, I feel the same. I really do. And there's no reason why at my big age, I should be addicted to TikTok. Imagining life again without it honestly kind of feels a little bit freeing. That's the one point on the impact that TikTok has had on my brain probably is not great. Okay. Before TikTok, I was not on medication, but that I think that also just came with the job a bit. But I do think it hasn't done a ton of great things for my mental state and my mental health at all. I would consider myself to be a very empathetic person, and I think a lot of us are more empathetic than we'd like to think, especially if you're like the person who's always on TikTok and you're literally crying at every video. Like, I feel you. That's me. And also, that's concerning that I can sit here in a 10-minute span and scroll TikTok and have 16 different emotions. Like, is that normal? Are we okay? One minute I'm seeing someone have a gender reveal. I'm crying. They're crying. I don't know, you guys. The next minute I'm seeing a Karen go off in Costco and she's cussing everyone out and she calls someone the N-word. Now I'm mad and I'm gonna go Google who this bitch is. And then at another time I'm watching a wild boar sprint through an open field. That gets me giggling. So I don't know that we're supposed to go on this roller coaster of emotions. I don't know that that's healthy. And when I find myself without TikTok, I find myself to not be stimulated and I'm very bored. But I think we've been conditioned to be that way. So there's a part of me that's like, for the sake of my brain, maybe just go away, I guess. But I like you guys. I don't want to really leave unless we have to. So yeah, I have a lot of feelings about it, but I will say, of course, there are a lot of negatives to this. TikTok has brought so much awareness to my life and issues going on in the world. I was such an ignorant little girl before TikTok. I have been able to learn about so many people and their experiences. Now, on to the more serious things as it relates to, you know, people having whole careers and everything. I think you should be taking this serious. I will tell you this, the last few times they said they were going to take TikTok away, I wasn't worried. I didn't take it serious. And you don't have to take advice from me because who the fuck am I? But I am just saying this is different. It's different. And they're moving very quickly on this for a reason. Reasons that may be cap or not, whatever. But the urgency behind this is different. And I don't think they're going to let up as easily as they have in the past. Obviously, I think the best option would be for TikTok to sell to a US business or owner, but also if they're gonna do that is kind of a wild guess because the US demographic on TikTok does not make up the majority of the app. It's only like 10%, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think as it relates to revenue, we're probably bringing in a lot of revenue. So it's kind of interesting to see how they will view the US portion of the app and if it's worth it to them. But I think we're going to kind of go through the ringer with this. Okay, now I'm going to give you guys, just as a friend, my thoughts and advice on what I think you should do if you have a platform on TikTok. Obviously, with the potential TikTok ban, things are at risk right now. So here's what I would recommend doing, and here's some of the things that I'm doing. For starters, I'm still going to be posting on TikTok. I will be there until the cows come home, okay? Because I still have a community there. And I genuinely love the app. So I will be there until further notice. What other things that I'm doing though is I'm slowly shimmying my audience elsewhere to come connect with me on a different platform. So I have Instagram, I have my podcast. I am pushing for anyone in my community that actually books with me to hop on over, because I don't know how long we're going to have this platform. The other thing that I am doing is any content on TikTok that has done really well, perhaps pulling it down and saving that to a hard drive. I don't know if I'll post that anywhere else, but a lot of people would be able to resurface their content to YouTube Shorts or Reels and really grow. It's content that you already have. So it's like, why not go ahead and just upload the content elsewhere and start building? It's really easy to do those things. I would recommend downloading them without the watermark. So that means you could go to a website like Snaptik, SnapTik.com. You just put in the URL to your TikTok and it will download it without the watermark, and then you can upload it to other platforms, because nowadays they won't push your video if it has a TikTok logo on it. And you can start doing stuff like that now. And I recommend you start now, because you don't want to be scrambling when and if things become finalized. You want to go ahead and start to build something elsewhere. Okay. Another thing that I would recommend doing is just like verbally telling your followers, hey, come on over. Like, say it often. You're not being annoying. You've worked really hard to build the community that you have. So it's not that crazy to just put out little reminders like, hey, don't forget to come follow me on Instagram or whatever. Now, something a little more advanced that I would recommend doing, but will really be your safest bet, is building an email list. And this is something that I've kind of done, but I haven't been consistent with. The reason an email list is really helpful is because people usually keep their emails and they're not run by freaking TikTok or Instagram, where you have to depend on an external app. Once you have someone's email, you pretty much have a connection to them forever. So that's why email lists are so powerful. So what you could do is start compiling emails in your community. Now, how do you do that? Most people aren't just going to be like, here's my email. That would be very nice, but that's not an expectation I would ever have of my community. And I would never want to give my email away just for funsies, because I hate excess emails. But what you could do is offer something to your community, whether that's a guide, whether that's like some kind of free something that gives value and knowledge or education to your community. Obviously, like, I do a lot of digital guides and presets. So if I were to be like, hey, for the next 24 hours, I'm going to give away my presets for free. It's in my bio or whatever. But in exchange, they have to type in their email because the preset is sent to their email. That would be a way for me to collect contact for my community. That way, if TikTok went away, I could do an email blast that says, hey guys, TikTok is gone. That's very sad, but I'm still here and here's where you can find me. Obviously, don't abuse having people's emails, because that's annoying and then they will unsubscribe from you. But it's a really great way to ensure that you guys don't lose connection. Speaking to the choir, I need to do something like that. But you know, it's not uncommon. Like, when you shop for clothes online, there's sometimes a pop-up that says like, get 20% off by signing up for the email list. So like, that's a pretty common incentive. So you don't have to feel bad for that. Especially if you have a business. If you sell products and services, this is a great time to offer a free product or a free service in exchange to make sure you get some emails. Then you can continue building your business from there. But yeah, so my recommendation would just be to collect contact information and also go ahead and start resurfacing your content elsewhere and maybe prioritizing your energy on other platforms. I wouldn't say throw in the towel with TikTok though, but a decrease in posting maybe makes sense right now if you're stretched for energy. That's my general recommendation to anyone that might kind of be like, what the fuck do I do now? It's just really unfortunate. I will never recommend any of you just jump ship and quit your jobs. Okay. I hope that you guys have options in terms of how you can make money. But if you don't, you have the 6 months to kind of figure that out. Another thing to note with this whole TikTok ban thing happening is we gotta go back to the basics here, guys. Do not let this scare you out of your ambitions and your goals. Okay. If TikTok is the only thing in your way, you can still do whatever it is you want to do. Okay. They're not the only social media platform platform. Sure, their algorithm might be a little more forgiving than some on certain days, but honestly, my Reels have been doing better than my TikToks. So you're not bound to one app to be successful. And for my A1 day ones, we always say it, but your success is inevitable. Okay. What does that mean? That means if something is meant for you, it's going to happen regardless of how things unfold, because that's just how the universe and God work. You are not boxed in. Your success is not dependent on TikTok. You're the only one in control of your success. You are the only one standing in your way. If you choose not to accept no, if you choose not to accept failure, then it doesn't exist. Okay. The only reason I'm here today with over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube is because I would not accept anything else. Seriously, I am crazy. I will do whatever it takes to get where I need to get in terms of figuring out these algorithms and whatever. Does that mean it's a pretty process? No. It's uncomfortable. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's emotionally draining. It's mentally draining, but it's rewarding. And the amount of effort you have to put in to get to where you want fluctuates throughout the journey. So there are times when you're going to have to go harder. And there are times when you're going to be able to let up and kind of just float, which I'm trying to get to that point because y'all, I've been putting in the work, I promise. But we all have to just like decide if we're going to accept no or not. And I'm not. TikTok can go away tomorrow. That's not the end of me because I said so. Okay. I like creating and I will do that with or without TikTok. Will I be sad without TikTok? Absolutely. But I will probably have more brain cells if we're being honest. I also feel like with TikTok, we're kind of getting to a point anyways where as viewers and consumers, I think people are craving more in-depth content. I think our brains are a little frazzled and fried. And I think that the pendulum swings. The pendulum always swings, guys. I mean, we're seeing it in a lot of industries right now with the pendulum swinging. We had the BBL era, and now we're in the Ozempic era, and everybody and their mother is losing weight like it's their career. The pendulum always swings with trends. We were in our short form era and the pendulum is slowly swinging. I've heard so many people saying that they want to get into YouTube videos and podcasts more and they're tired of like the quick content because I think we're feeling the effects of that mentally. I don't know, at least I am. Let me know your thoughts on that, but I feel like I'm feeling the effects of quick content and I feel like it's interfering with my ability to be a normal ass human. Like I said, I'm not supposed to experience 16 different emotions in the course of 5 minutes because I'm looking at all these videos of different people's lives and stories. Like I'm not supposed to have access to that. We weren't programmed or designed for it. And it's kind of scary when you think about how we are the first guinea pigs to test that out and see how it goes. So I'm sure that our grandkids and great grandkids will have really fun things to say about how we turned out in our 80s. But nobody's gonna look out for us, okay? We gotta look out for us. And that's where I'm like the mental health thing comes into play. Like so many of my friends and people online, even within my community, can relate to having anxiety, depression, all sorts of things going on. And I have to wonder, is this the new norm? Has it always been this way? Why are we all experiencing the exact same thing? What's going on? I question it, you know? And so the pendulum swinging, I think, is kind of, for some people, the urge to go back to more connection with people, real connections with people, more thought out conversations. And it's not that we aren't having that on TikTok. I just think we're having too much of that. I want to go back to the normal flow of dialogue, not just like, hey guys, get ready with me. Like, I just want to talk. And I think you're even seeing with me, you are seeing that through my content. The desires that I have with the content that I watch, I'm also creating that right now because I am a little bit burnt out on the kind of content that I'm consuming. Not that like it's bad, it's just I'm kind of wanting something else too. And I think TikTok is also getting a read on the fact that people want longer videos because now they're sending out these notifications in the app that if you make a video over 1 minute that's horizontal, they'll push your videos. So I think that they're also seeing people are looking for this content and it's performing better because that's what people need right now. The pendulum will always swing, guys. That's why you just gotta be your damn self, because people don't know what they want. Everyone is just following what's trendy. Be yourself. Don't do the mob wife, the clean girl. No, fuck all that. Fuck all that noise, okay? Be your damn self. In like 20 years, you're gonna look goofy as hell. Like pretty much any trend I've ever done, I've been like, why did I do that? The one that I look back on the most is Sperry's. Ugh, I don't know if it was just a Texas thing, a DFW thing, a North Dallas thing, but everybody was wearing Sperry's at my high school, okay? Why were we wearing boat shoes? We live in Texas, we are landlocked. There's not even a viable lake around here. But we were wearing boat shoes. Hello? I'm not gonna question it. Someone just said boat shoes were coming back. Please no. But when I think of Sperry's, I think of those stinky feet. I did not do this, okay? But people would wear their Sperry's without socks. And sorry if it was you, but your feet stink. And people would kick off their shoes in class sometimes and you get a whiff of like sour toes. Ugh, the agony. Yeah, we're not doing that again, okay? My point is, do what you want to do. Stop trying to be like everybody else. If you want to be a YouTuber or podcaster, you do that. You don't have to be a TikToker. You don't have to be a YouTuber. You can do whatever you want. And I promise you, when you do the shit that you like, that's when things work out, because people can feel when you're doing something you love. I've said it so many times. It's like the variety of people that I follow online is just so random. There are people that I follow that if I saw them walking down the street, I would never think I would be obsessed with them. But there's like, let me think of a really good one that I like. There's this one older couple that dances. I love them. Love them. I followed this one older guy who gardens and he like makes his breakfast and it's so cute. You know, it's just like the most random things. Of course, I follow a lot of girls who are like me, but there's just a lot of random people in there too that just do stuff that makes them happy. And I'm like, I'm so happy that you're happy. I just want to share your happiness. So do what you want. But long story short, you guys, your success is inevitable. Your success is not determined by TikTok. And I just want to be a friendly reminder that you need to keep going, okay? You don't stop here. Things like this will happen in life. It's called adversity, but you are resilient. So get it the fuck together, okay? Pull up your bootstraps, get to work. When things like this happen, it's not an opportunity to just, oh no, woe is me. Stop it. You're a big girl and we're gonna need you to go ahead and figure out a plan. That's the difference between me now and like who I was before I had this job, is I reacted so strongly to challenges and adversity. When challenging things happen, you just have to pivot. You have to look at it through that lens. Like the person that I was before doing content creation and being self-employed was like not resilient at all. I used to freak the fuck out at any sign of inconvenience. And now it's just like in my nature to not let that get to me. So you have to be the same. I was coddled most of my life. So I was very much so just like didn't like any little wince of pain. Okay. But now we're different. We're big girls. So figure out what your plan looks like if TikTok is on the line for you and matters that much to your business or your career. You guys will just be seeing me here. Like what is Bria gonna do? Bria's gonna be right here on this couch talking to you guys, just like I always have. And I'm also on Instagram, guys. You can come see more of my personal life there if you want. But it's not the end of the world, guys. We used to live without TikTok before. We can do it again if we need to, but I hope we don't have to. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, follow the podcast. If you like it, rate us 5 stars. Any and everything you do for free to support us really helps us. Trust me, it helps us grow and we really appreciate it. The goal is for us to grow this podcast and take it on tour. That's one of my next goals. I want to come see you guys in person. So boost us up. Come on, let's go. All right. Love you guys. See you next week.